Well, welcome everyone. This is Duke Clark, and this is my podcast on Stories for Joshua. Day 47, Just Stay Busy. Yesterday, I wrote about you're never alone, and that's true. Having said that, this may sound weird, but sometimes on Long Island, I felt very lonely. It's true that God was always there with me. I get that. But years ago, I read about a little boy's prayer telling God that sometimes he just wished God had, quote, real arms so he could give him a hug, end of quote. I finally got set up in Long Island, and I realized it was the first time I had ever really lived alone. I had been with my family growing up. I had been in the college dorm with the football players. I had lived in the home with the other men near East Carolina campus. And I had been in my training for a year in Ohio in sort of a dorm-type setup, but never really alone. While it may sound strange, especially since I'm here every day spilling my guts, I'm naturally a very private person and spend a lot of time in my head. But I do like people around, and I do get lonely if they're not. Now, when I first came to Long Island, I was totally alone when I went to bed every night and when I woke up every morning, and for the most part, during the whole day. My only salvation was to get out at night and visit people and go to their home fellowships, and I visited somewhere almost every single night. There was one exception. I had purchased, now get this, a small black and white TV with rabbit ears. Some people today don't even know what a rabbit ear is, but it was an in-the-room antenna that you put on top of the television to get local stations to broadcast on your TV. I know it probably sounds like I was living in caveman times to some people. You had to physically turn the knob on the TV to turn it on, to change the channel, and to raise or lower the volume. Can you imagine that? Anyway, I never really used it except on Thursday nights when a new show had come out called Kung Fu with David Carradine. The story was about a little boy who trained in martial arts in China, and then when he was older, he had to flee China and he came over to the Wild West of America and had many adventures in this new culture that was not his own. I had always loved martial arts ever since Mama had some karate fighters from East Carolina on her Saturday morning TV show. Later, I'll tell you about my own journey to get my own black belt, but that's a story for another day. On Thursday night, I would get one beer. That was it. I remember I had low funds at the time. One bag of Doritos, and I would sit down and watch Kung Fu. It was fabulous. I was engaged at the time, but my fiance, who had been in the same training that I was in, was working in Louisville, Kentucky. We called and talked most nights, but I only saw her physically three times that year before we got married. So to say the least, I was lonely, and I really struggled with it at times. All the people in Long Island were wonderful to me. They loved me, accepted me, and were very kind to me, but I didn't date, obviously, and being alone in the house I rented in Northport, Long Island, was rough. In the long run, it was very good for me because it forced me to get closer to God and to learn quietness in my mind and to be thankful for the times I was with people. I learned a lot of wonderful things that year and would not have traded it really for anything. The following year, I was married, and pretty much from then until now, I've always been with someone. One of the big lessons I learned was that we need to get used to being uncomfortable at times. We don't always have to find ways to get rid of the discomfort. We might see it as pain, but it's just something different than we're used to, so we need to learn to sit with it for a while and get used to it. Transition and growth are never easy. From the time we pushed our way out of the birth canal, to learning to deal with adversity, to learning to understand others and get along with them, All of these life lessons are not easy, but absolutely necessary. Recently, I read about trees that were grown in a biosphere pod and not exposed to outside climates. They were beautiful on the outside, but easily toppled over because they had no roots. Since they did not have to deal with strong winds or really any adversity, they had never developed a strong root system. The same is true with us. What we think of as adversity or discomfort can very well be exactly what we need to develop ourselves more deeply in life and reach our full potential. Even though I was lonely at times, as I said, God was always there for me, and that year really helped me build things in my life that I've used ever since.